Fresh with his bachelor's degree in forest management from Michigan Tech University, Mike Reif found himself in Sitka in 1977, working seasonally on the Tongass National Forest. After a few years, he went south to Washington State for another job and grad school, but his time in the lower 48 did not last long.
The call to come back to Sitka was always in the back of my mind, and even though things were going great there, beautiful place, great job, I wanted to come back.
And so, in 1981, he did. He started a small home building business, Reif's Hammers and Pipes, and in 1991 started a charter fishing business. He also fishes commercially for halibut and black cod and dives for sea cucumbers. This is not Reif's first attempt at elected office. He ran unsuccessfully for mayor in 1995, and he served on the Sitka Assembly from 1991 to 1994.
That was a tumultuous time for the community. During that time, the mill closed. Many people rightfully so thought that this community was going to wither and contract significantly.
But he says Sitka got lucky. Its economy was in good shape at the time, mill closure aside, and Search was ramping up operations at Mount Edgecombe Hospital.
And so a big hit like the mill was taking us down, but it was still thriving in the other sectors.
Today, he says the economic problems Sitka faces locally are in part because of the problems the country faces nationally.
Nationally, of course, we have budget reductions, and significant ones, and ones I think that we all see as necessary to live within our means, something we've done in Sitka all these years.
Per capita, Alaska gets a higher amount of federal funding than any other state. And so Reif says as national lawmakers look to make cuts, Sitkans must brace for impact. He says he supports funding for federal programs that serve Sitka, such as the Secure Rural Schools and Communities Act, which last year sent more than $1 million to be divided between city government and the Sitka School District.
But those types of things, and along with many other things that are good, are going to be questioned. Can we afford it at the national level anymore? And we as a community now have to prepare for those reductions. We're healthy at the state, we're healthy at the city. How can we be more strategic, more planful in using our resources so that during this time of something going down, federal monies, can we maintain an economy that's healthy?
One way, Reif says, is by looking more holistically at how the city raises revenue. As an example, he cited this fall's ballot proposal to raise Sitka's property tax limit by a half mil in order to pay for infrastructure needs.
The goals are admirable. Goals I agree with 100%. Infrastructure needs to be taken care of.
But, he says, the approach is piecemeal. Same thing goes for the occasional idea to change sales tax exemptions, which is sometimes mentioned but rarely gets traction.
Again, it's not a holistic approach, it's piecemeal. And I think a holistic approach in which we really look at our revenue sources and the goals we're trying to receive, not trying to raise taxes, but maybe trying to alter them for a more effective way of, and fair way of generating revenue for the city.
Maybe one of the biggest issues facing Sitka is its energy needs. As the city works to expand ability to generate hydropower, Sitkans are being urged to cut back on their usage. Reif says it's disappointing that rates haven't moved in years, and he advocates a variable rate structure.
It might be based on number of watts used so that the basics are taken care of at a low rate, the excessive, meaning those who are on electric heat and other high energy use, would have a higher rate for that.
The city's current flat rate, he says, encourages high consumption. Barring any write-in candidates, Reif and the two others running for office will be elected to assembly seats. There are three candidates and three seats on the ballot. Election day is October 4th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.